Welcome back to day 29 of our 40 for 40 journey through the book of Exodus. Our suggested reading today is Exodus 29, and our key verses are 38 through 42. In our key verses today, we read about the daily offering for the people. This offering was given both morning and night, with a lamb being sacrificed at each time. This is the process where holiness is created in community. A holiness that allows select persons to go to the very core of God's holiness on behalf of the entire community. That is why we see repeated references to the tent of meeting. The tent is going to function differently from the tabernacle as a whole. The tabernacle is where God dwells. The tent of meeting is where God comes for specific engagements. God comes to these meetings through the blood of bulls and lambs and rams and flour and wafers. It is the very fabric of human livelihood in which God transcends to us. What God wanted from the Israelites each day was the basics of their existence, their sources of nutrition, as a reminder of where they came from in the first place. Holiness is based in physical actions, not just on right ideas or good theology. Holiness is made by proper doing, doing the right things the right ways. This is profound for us. How we live our faithfulness is how we become holy in God, how God comes to dwell with us. Not just believing, but doing. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, agreed that full faithfulness was a blend of right belief and right action, and that practicing our faith was really the way in which we grew in God's love. That meant we had to live in service to each other, preaching the good news, spending time in Scripture, and developing a life of prayer. God makes us holy through our desire to live in holy ways. Our questions for today. How are you practicing your faith this week? What actions could you pick up that would help you become more holy? How does it make you feel to know that what God wants from you is just your obedience? Is it freeing or constraining? Why do you think you feel that way? Let's pray together. Loving God, we come to you today acknowledging the moments in which we have failed to be obedient, those times in which we have not done your will. God, forgive us for our trespasses and put a new and upright spirit within us. God, thank you for being willing to be with us, to transcend down to earth to meet with us, to find us as we are, broken and flawed, sinful and shameful, and yet inviting us into a loving relationship in which you can restore us, can make us new. And we don't deserve it, and we can never earn the love that you provide. And so we stand in awe, full of gratitude for what you do through us. God, help us to be a people who appreciate the gifts that you give and live in obedience and honor of them. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.